Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Bow to the people, bow to the people. It's time for bow to the people. Come on, way, come on now. Bow to the people, bow to the people, bow to the people. It's bow to the people.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Bow to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, if you hear noise in the background, it's because they're re-roofing the house next door to me. I'm calling in my show from at home, and they're right now stripping off the old roofing material, and then they throw it into this truck that's parked in my front yard. But, you know, whatever. The sooner they finish the roofing work, the better. I guess tomorrow, or, well, probably tomorrow, they'll start with the hot mop where they have the tar, and that's when I'm going to be out of the house. They did the house on the other side a couple of weeks ago, and when they put the tar in, or on, and they do what they call the hot mop tar down. It stinks to high holy hell. I got to believe it's obviously not good for your lungs. So, I'm going to have to be out of the house for a little while. Anyways, well, I really wanted to start the show by wishing everyone a happy Indigenous Peoples Day. For those of you that don't know, that replaced Columbus Day, and what's interesting is I believe it's a federal holiday and possibly a state holiday, but I heard on the radio that not every place is closed. I think all the federal government and state and local governments, offices are closed, but beyond that, some banks are closed, some are open. And I think most retailers are open. So if you're wondering why you didn't get any mail today, that's the reason. And if you run into places that are closed, again, that's the reason. So, well, speaking about reasons, we have reason to celebrate. The Dodgers won Game 1 of the National League Championship Series yesterday, blowout 9-0. In the previous, the prior series, they kept us waiting. They had like a do or die, sudden death situation for a couple of games, but they pulled that one off, and they've won Game 1 of the NLCS. And tonight, or actually I think today around, maybe right around now, I think they said 1:15 or something, is Game 2. And again, it's here, at Dodger Stadium. They beat the Mets yesterday. And that's who they're playing, obviously, again today. And hopefully they'll go on to the World Series. Hopefully they'll win the World Series. I was at a party, or actually it was more like an event yesterday, and there was this New Yorker, and he says, oh, no, it's going to be a freeway series, or whatever they call it back east, and he said it's going to be between the Mets and the Yankees. And I said, no, maybe the Dodgers and the Yankees. Whoever they play, go Dodgers, go Dodger Blue, and please don't choke, now that we're in postseason. So I'm looking forward to the Dodgers being back into the World Series. Well, one thing that's happening tonight as well, later tonight, is the L.A. Clippers' first preseason game is at the new Intuit Dome. And I looked at the dome, and wow, it's very impressive. Steve Ballmer has spared no expense. I don't know how many millions of dollars that it costs to build that facility, but looks like a great facility. So it's hard to believe that you know, basketball is upon us. Although I always tell everybody, it used to be there were distinct seasons for each sport, and one would end and then the next one would start. But that's now kind of blurred, and it seems like you know, there is no, well, there is a defined season, but they all overlap. So you know, if you like one sport over another, then I guess that's a good thing. But if you like all sports, then you know, sometimes you may have to choose. Although you can always you know, time shift games and watch things, you know, on a replay, assuming that, you know, no one tells you the score, and then, you know, without a spoiler, they tell you a spoiler alert and don't tell you the score. That's a good thing. Well, you know, I always talk about our local teams, football. Of course, everyone knows football is my favorite sport. But our local teams aren't doing very well. Well, the good news is the L.A. Rams had a bye week, so they didn't play, but, you know, they're 1-3. The even better news is the L.A. Chargers beat the Denver Broncos 23-16, and I believe they're 3-2, so they're above 500. On the college side of things, bad news. USC lost to Penn State 33-30, so they're 3-3. You know, they're exactly at 500. UCLA lost to Minnesota 21-17, and I believe they're 0-5. So, do I sense maybe a coaching change on one or more of our local football teams? Who knows? But I didn't really have time to watch much football. You know, lately, this season, I've been so busy with so many things, I haven't really, you know, watched much football. You know, dribs and drabs here and there, or, you know, the highlights as they show them, you know, on the news. So not sure who's playing tonight on Monday Night Football, or a little later on Thursday Night Football. But I've got an event tonight, so I won't be watching Monday Night Football. And actually, I got an event Thursday night as well. Thursday evenings, I mean, every evening this week. If it's not one thing, it's something else going on. Well, speaking about events, let me talk about some of the events happening in Manhattan Beach. First of all, as you know, we have an election coming up on November 5th. I should say the election's going on now because in California, you know, the vote-by-mail ballots have been mailed out. You know, I marked my sample ballot over the weekend, and normally you get the sample ballot mailed to you before you get the actual ballot, but this time around, I don't know what was up at the county, but, and, you know, it was the reverse order. So I marked my ballot, and yesterday I went to an event where they did a rundown on the propositions, the state and county, you know, local propositions. So, but a lot of people think, oh, well, it's only just the presidential election. No, there's congressional and senatorial elections going on. In California, there's an assembly election going on. And so, You know, there's a lot of other things, including the propositions. They call that down-ballot issues. You know, it means the candidates and the issues are further down on the ballot. And some people, I've heard, and I don't know why, but they'll vote for the presidential election, and, you know, that's it, and or the presidential race, and then that's it. You know, they don't do any more voting. Some will go and do that, I've heard, and then they vote down every tax initiative or bond measure, which in order to support bonds, it causes more often than not taxes to increase. So, but, you know, I'll go through everything. But my one exception is in the judge races, because I don't really know these judges, and I guess the state bar ranks the judge candidates, you know, like very well qualified, and then I don't know what's below that, unqualified or not qualified or not very well not very qualified. So, but I'm not going to take a recommendation of someone else. Now, one thing about voting is sometimes people vote for candidates because they like the name, or sometimes they vote because, for whatever reason, they don't like the name of the candidate. And again, that's an even worse reason for voting. Obviously, if you don't know the candidate or you don't know what a ballot proposition is about, you need to go and look at the sample ballot, look at, you know, what the actual text of the proposition or ballot measure is. And then for the candidates, you look at the candidate statements. For the ballot measures, they always have an independent analysis, and then they have an argument in favor of, an argument against, and then a rebuttal to the, you know, argument against. So, and then they show who's supporting it, you know, what individuals or corporations or businesses or entities are supporting and those that are opposed. And that usually speaks volumes. But what I tell everybody is there'll be one short sentence that's what the ballot initiative is called, and then a really, really brief sentence or two explaining what the ballot is in a little more detail. But you can't rely on that. You know, as they always say, the devil is in the details. Well, you'd be surprised. For public safety, a bond for public safety or a bond measure to fix our schools or, things like that. Why would you not want to vote for something like that? But then when you read that the proceeds, if passed, go into a general fund, and once they go into a general fund, they can be spent for anything, executive salaries, administrative costs, and sometimes governments have a propensity to get bloated, and they'll find a way to spend the money. A number of times, it's wasteful spending. So, and then sometimes it'll, and we've had this in the past, where a yes vote meant you were voting against something, and a no vote means you were voting in favor of something. Or it says, something like in the title, and it's anything but. Usually what happens when a situation like that occurs, some organization will sue, and a judge will either strike the item from the ballot if it's misleading or, false misrepresentation, or they may modify the language. But you can't always rely that that's going to happen. And I was looking through the sample ballot, and I was kind of shocked at the various details of, it does do what the title says, but it does all of these other things that it's like, no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going for that. Or, again, it's just, it can, can be used. We would like to use it to do this, that, and the other. However, we can use it also to do this, that, and the other, and increase salaries of people. And when I say people, heavyweights, increasing already bloated, overpaid salaries and benefits, and things like that. So, be careful. Also, don't say, I don't really like who's on the ballot or the ballot propositions, so I'm not going to vote, or I don't have time to vote. With mail-in ballots, it doesn't take that long to vote, and you can actually mail in your ballot. So if everybody thought that way, that they're too busy or they don't have the time or they don't really care, that's a problem with, we have the freedom to vote, whereas in other countries they don't have that right or freedom or privilege, however you choose to characterize it. So, and some elections come down to just a handful of votes. That's the margin of victory or defeat. So always do your patriotic duty. I know I'm sounding like I'm lecturing, but, our soldiers are, current and past. Many have given their lives to protect our freedoms and our right to vote, and so we should honor them and everyone who serves our country and vote. Again, if you don't know anything about the candidates in, like, a specific race, in one item on the ballot, then you can skip that one. Now, they also have at the bottom a line where you check the box, it says write in, and you could write in a candidate. But what's interesting is in order for that to count, it has to be a qualified write-in candidate. And if you in California, they publish a list of all of the votes, the write-in votes that were, people wrote in, and people put things, stupid things like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or none of the above, or they write their own name because they want to see it, on the big screen, if you will. So that's kind of dumb, and I've heard that that could, in some cases, invalidate your entire ballot. So, probably you should just be voting for, if somebody was a write-in ballot, then they really didn't do much to get themselves, or they didn't possibly do anything to get themselves qualified for the ballot. And if they can't do that, then, I wouldn't want to vote for them for anything. But, for the write-ins, people never win. So another way of looking at it, the write-in candidates never win. So the way to look at it is, why would you want to waste your vote? And one other thing I learned, if they are a registered, qualified write-in candidate, I don't know why they went to bother to be qualified for a write-in candidate as opposed to being, an actual ballot candidate. But if you misspell their name, it doesn't count. And so the point is, study the issues, research the candidates. Don't rely on their slick ads and mailers newspaper ads, and especially for the ballot propositions. On TV, I've gone through all of the California ballot propositions, and I know exactly what they say or what they don't say. But yet you see the commercial, and it's totally bogus, most of which they're outright false statements. But they have First Amendment free speech right to pretty much say anything they want, as long as they don't say something to incite violence or overthrow the government or create a clear and present danger. So pretty much on the commercials, if you see a commercial and it says something, you know, buyer beware, look at the ballot, because I've seen so many commercials now where, basically it's false. It's not just a slight overstatement or anything, an exaggeration. It's just patently false. And as to the candidates, I'm seeing a lot of negative advertising, you know, gutter politics, mudslinging, call it whatever you want. And they're saying so-and-so is a thief, a scoundrel, an axe murderer, a rapist, and you shouldn't vote for him, and the person should be in prison. And I'm not talking about the presidential race. I'm talking about, like, congressional races, and, you know, even some local city council races. So, to me, if somebody was like that, of course I wouldn't vote for them, but chances are they're untruthful statements. And so you should just look at the official ballot, because they wouldn't be able to say that. They made some false, you know, grossly false statement, slanderous, you know, defamatory statement. A judge would strike it from the ballot. So look at the ballot, look at the official sample ballot, and just keep in mind that when you see TV commercials or you get those slick mailers, or you see, you know, newspaper ads, take it or weigh it with a grain of salt. On that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And, you know, I was just telling Jay during the commercial break, I will be glad when November 5th is over, because we won't be subjected to all of these commercials. You know, not all of them are bad or misleading or false. It's just that we're being inundated with commercials. I mean, who likes commercials in the first place? But obviously, were it not for commercials, then we wouldn't be getting any programming because someone, you know, has to pay for the bills to, you know, support television and radio and newspapers and, you know, whatever other forms of advertising there is. Anyways, I kind of digress. I was talking about, you know, the Manhattan Beach events, and there's a number of pretty good events. What I wanted to say was, I got way off the beaten path, but tonight in Manhattan Beach, and these are Manhattan Beach specific items, and I'll be mentioning for a little bit, but the Manhattan Beach City Council candidate forums are, you know, now in process, and there's one tonight, and it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Shade Hotel Courtyard. Then there's another one Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. at the MiraCosta High School Small Theater. They call them forums. They used to call them debates, but the candidates don't debate each other back and forth. Usually the format is that a question will be asked, and each of the candidates have an opportunity to answer the question. They start out with an introduction, like maybe, you know, a couple minutes introduction of, you know, why they're running and why you should vote for them. Then there's the Q&A session, and sometimes the moderator might allow for a rebuttal if somebody made a specific comment or a personal attack against another candidate. And then at the very end, they usually have a minute or two to give a concluding statement. So, but it's a good way of learning more about the candidate and how they present themselves. And I think that's pretty much the end of the candidate forums. They started, I think, last week or maybe the week before. Now speaking about city council, every 9 3/4 months, the city council members choose a new mayor. They do a mayoral rotation. And the reason why it's a kind of interesting short period is that gives all five council candidates equal opportunity to become the mayor during their four-year elected council term. So right now you're not electing a mayor in Manhattan Beach, but there are three open seats for city council, and I think there's six candidates running. But tomorrow night in city council chambers at Manhattan Beach City Hall, and it's 1400 Highland Avenue, that will be the ceremonial passing of the gavel where current Mayor Joe Franklin will turn the gavel over to Amy Howarth, who will become the mayor, and then they appoint a mayor pro tem, which will be the backup for the mayor for the next 9 3/4 months, and that's going to be David Lesser. They do it based on council seniority. Some other cities, situations where council members don't get along, they may bypass an individual who won't become mayor because, you know, it may or may not be because they like or don't like someone. There may be politics involved, which is not a good thing. Then there's other cities, so-called charter cities, where they have a directly elected mayor, and that's usually the very large cities, like Los Angeles here has that. Interestingly, in the beach cities, Redondo Beach is a charter city. They're chartered by state law as opposed to what's referred to as a general law city. Now, there is someone that's trying to or proposing that Manhattan Beach move from a general law city to a charter city, but he's doing it for political purposes. There's no real advantage contrary to what he's espousing, and And then, in order to do that, that also requires the state legislature to approve. First, the voters have to approve, and then the state legislature, if the voters say yay, then they have to give it their blessing, and that's sometimes even more of a challenging task. So, anyways, on Thursday, this Thursday, October 19th, is the Great Shakeout, and that's the drill. You know, that it's at 10:17 in the morning. I'm sorry, 10:19 in the morning. You know, it's October 19th, hence 10:19 a.m. But you go through a drill where, as they tell you, if you get the early warning, you drop, cover, and hold on. You know, you drop to the floor, hopefully get to, like, a table that can provide support from falling debris, and you hold on to the legs or something on the table in the event of intense shaking. And so it's just a drill. You know, there's going to be an early warning alert, and it's going to say this is only a drill. You know, I've always talked about how you need to be prepared. You need to have your go bag where you have your emergency supplies. So if you're not going to be able to be in your house or maybe in your workplace and you're stuck in your car because of downed infrastructure, you know, whether it's bridges, overpasses, utility wires, or buckled roadways, you have your go bag. They also have what's called a stay box. So if you have to shelter in place, you need to have that. Basically, you can have one and the same. If you have your car always at home or always at your workplace or always when you're on the road somewhere, then basically you accomplish, killing several birds with one stone, but that might be a bad analogy. But you need to be prepared. And one of the things that the shake alert is, you know, every time we have a minor earthquake, people say, I need to get my emergency preparedness kit and either build one myself with enough food and water and medicines and supplies, emergency first aid kit and all of that, batteries, radio, flashlight. all of the things that you need to have in an emergency. You say, I need to have that. You can buy it from several sources. You can even get it on the internet, or you can just assemble one yourself. But people, every minor earthquake, they say it's some reminder, and they go, I really need to be prepared. Well, when we have the so-called big one, that's going to be too late to be prepared. So, and you won't be able to buy things because all of the electronics, the cash registers, the computers, the ATMs, they're all going to be down. You need to have some small bills, small cash on hand. But you won't be able to be buying supplies, or people will be hoarding supplies, whether it's toilet paper, water, food, you name it. So, be prepared now because, as seismologists all tell us, it's not a matter of if, but when. Anyway, so that's the Great Shakeout. Another event, an annual event, is on Saturday and Sunday, October 19th and 20th, and that's the 54th Annual American Martyrs Parish Fair. And it's at the American Martyrs Church. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. It's actually a great event. And the money raised, they have food vendors, they have activity for kids, kids of all ages, including us grown-ups. They have carnival rides as well. I know they do. It's just an all-around great event, and it's for a good cause. One thing that's interesting is, I said it's Saturday and Sunday. Well, Sunday, is the fifth Sunday morning is the 15th annual Manhattan Beach Peer-to-Peer Friendship Walk. And that's a fundraiser for schools. It goes from on the Strand from the Manhattan Pier to the Hermosa Pier and back. And that starts at 7:30 a.m. And you can register there. You get a T-shirt if you finish. You know, it's almost, I guess, like a 5K or between a 5K and a 10K, but it's a walk. But if you finish, you get a medal with a ribbon. And if you want more information for that, you can go to SkechersFriendshipWalk.com. Oh, I should give the website address for the American Martyrs Parish Fair. That one is AmericanMartyrs.com. So also on Sunday after the race is, and again this is October 20th, it's the 34th annual Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race. And that's from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. And before I forget, and if you want more details, you can go to manhattanbeach.gov. But that's where they put these axles with wheels through the pumpkins, and then it goes downhill on lower Manhattan Beach Boulevard, just above the pier and the Strand. And it's fun. The kids all carve or paint their pumpkins, usually decorating it with paint, and they put whatnot on all over, you know, the pumpkins, you know, various things, and streamers and flags and whatever. And it's a great event for the entire family, if not to participate, just to simply watch. And they have, like, on either side of the racetrack, you know, they people watch. And it's very popular, and it just gets even more popular every year. The city council and the city commissions have racers in the event as well. They have like a special race, like a grudge match. It's actually two races because there's now a lot of people, officials that want to race their pumpkins. So it's the winner, the top five, or I forget. The top maybe two or three from each heat go to the finals. And I've won the race, I think, like six times. And then I retired because I wanted to give other people a chance. And the key to the success of the pumpkin race is you get a horizontal pumpkin, you know, one that's elongated. And then the reason is because it has a low center of gravity, the least amount of wind resistance, and equal distribution among the two axles, you know, for all four wheels. And what you do is they have like a test track, and you roll it down the test track, and if it veers to one side or the other, you can adjust the axles with those wire ties, or they call them zip ties. And you want to test it to make sure it goes straight. The one thing that's uncontrollable, and one year I got taken out by a pumpkin who their pumpkin wasn't, they never tested it, and it veered to the left and ran into mine and took mine out. And I was pissed, you know, because I knew I had another fast racer. And but it's all, you know, for the sport. That's kind of like a grudge match between council members and city commissioners and city department heads. And it's all for fun, of course. But it's a great event. You can buy your kits. You know, you go, you get the pumpkin at any one of a number of stores or, you know, markets or whatever, or pumpkin patches. But the kit that contains the axles and the wheels and the bolts, or nuts, I should say, for the bolts, you can get that through the city. You know, again, if you go to ManhattanBeach.gov, I think they also list the places. They're selling them now at local retailers. I think you have to register in advance. I'm not exactly sure about that one, but I'm thinking you can't really enter on race day. And you know, they may have so many each year, it just gets bigger and bigger that they won't allow any more racers. But that race goes from 1:30 to 5:30, and they have a system of qualifying heats, semifinal heats, and then the final heat. And that one is, actually, that's at 5:30, and I think it ends at 5:45. So, but it's a great event just to watch. It all started out many years ago where people had their own pumpkin race on a street that they didn't close off the street like they do Lower Manhattan Beach Boulevard. And somebody would give a signal when there were no cars approaching, and they'd unofficially, or maybe I should say illegally, race their pumpkins. And it got so big that the city said, we need to do something about it, so let's sanction, you know, one ourselves. And it's always on the same day as the peer-to-peer friendship walk. So again, you could do the friendship walk in the morning and then, you know, be a participant in the pumpkin race in the afternoon. On that note, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto parts warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto parts warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on auto parts warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake. And you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, you know, I wouldn't be mentioning the pumpkin race if I didn't mention that Halloween is, what, about 2.5 weeks? Yeah, I think 2.5 weeks away. And that's obviously the significance because people carve pumpkins and, of course, they race their pumpkins. I don't think you're allowed to actually carve them because people would carve it open and put like a shot put or some heavy weight inside and then close it up and would have an unfair advantage, but they do decorate them. Some, they spend more time decorating than they do making it, you know, aerodynamic or, you know, a good racer. And sometimes they do that, of course, just for the fun of it. They don't really care to be competitive. But another event in Manhattan Beach is it's a Halloween light show, and one homeowner has it, and it's referred to as the Nightmare Before Christmas on Palm Avenue. And it's a house on the corner of Palm Avenue and 19th Street. And they actually have a show that's, I think, like about 15, 20 minutes, maybe even a half an hour. And it runs Monday through I think, Halloween, maybe thereafter a bit. But the show runs Mondays through Thursdays, and there's one at 6:30 p.m., and another one at 7:30 p.m., and then on Fridays through Sundays, they have one at 6:30 p.m., 7 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. So the house is decorated in elaborate electronics. They have a light show. Sometimes people said it's too scary for even, or it's too scary for some kids or maybe even some adults. But it's a great show. If you haven't done it, again, it's at the house on Palm Avenue at the intersection of 19th Street. Well, speaking about, scary stuff, you can't turn on the news without hearing yet another data breach. And then I got a notice in the mail that the bank that I do business with had a data breach. It was actually the healthcare plan, and it had all health conditions, Social Security number, all the personal information that can be sold on the dark web, for identity theft. And I don't know what it is with companies. They can't have a good firewall, or maybe now with AI, it's easier to hack. You just hear it every day. And what they say is you should call the credit reporting agencies, Experian and all of the others. You can Google it and get the, email address and or phone numbers, and just tell them to put a credit hold on your account. That way somebody can't, open a credit card in your name, because they always do a credit check for that. Then they'll do a change of address so that the bills don't go to you anymore, and you, by the time you've realized that you've been compromised, then it's a hassle getting everything straightened out. I also heard that there's a robot vacuum cleaner called EcoVax that was hacked, and it was spewing racial slurs at owners. In one sense, it's kind of funny, that the robo vacuums do the individual, but another aspect's not funny when they do racial slurs. But you often wonder about breaches, whether it's a data breach or a hack, because cars have a lot of automation, and I heard that it's theoretically possible to override what, the system is in the car, such that you could lose control of, the steering, the braking, or the acceleration, the accelerator. So there is one incident where that, apparently did in fact happen. So, nothing is safe, nothing is sacred from hackers and, other bad actors, if you will. Well, so speaking about bad actors, I haven't heard any more about the $1 million cash heist, which, I mentioned American Martyrs earlier because they have the great annual Paris Fair. But somebody was dropping their kid off. They had $1 million in a cardboard box in the car. They were only out of the car for just a couple of minutes. When they came back, the car had been broken in, and the box containing the cash was stolen. There's a lot more to it. They found a GPS tracker. The big question is, why would somebody be having $1 million cash? Because usually illicit businesses are the ones that deal in cash transactions like that. Some people don't trust the banks, and they'll put their money in a sofa or whatever. That's not good, because if your house burns down, your cash is destroyed. I was hoping in the days that passed we'd get more information, but apparently there is no more information. Well, so talking about, AI and automation, I saw on the news where Elon Musk has now a robo-taxi that he's building, sort of like it is a driverless, like Uber or Lyft, and he plans to go in mass production, and he says that's the wave of the future to get people out of their cars. He also has these humanoid robots where the robots are in a factory. You know, it's bad enough that AI may threaten a lot of jobs, but they said, from manual labor tasks, that isn't going to be a factor. But now with these humanoids, they've had robots, mechanical robots in factory, automated assembly lines to do routine, boring tasks where, the automation can do it accurately 100% of the time. There's never any human error. There's no emotion. Sometimes people have, emotions and their mind's not on their work. But in those factories, it's done. And, of course, for, a fraction of the cost that it would, that would be required to pay labor. But now with these humanoids, they have AI and they can be taught to learn various tasks. And I saw where this robot, the movements looked almost like a human, actually looked like a human. That maybe is going to be interesting in the future. I also read where they were talking about AI and how it's taking jobs away from professions. A long time ago, a lot of jobs were exported overseas to third world countries where the labor is cheaper. But they said for service industries like professions, that won't be taken over by robots. Yet they do have robotic surgeries that happen because the robots or the automation's more accurate and precise than most, physicians or all physicians. But now, here's the top five list of professions that they say are going to be compromised due to AI. It's the accounting professionals, marketing and advertising specialists, software developers, healthcare administrative support staff, and insurance claims and inspection officers. So, if you're planning on going into those industries, maybe you might want to reconsider. You might want to also have like a backup where in case you have to pivot and change professions, because what I'm looking at as far as forecasts for the future, a lot of jobs are going to be lost due to AI, and it's kind of sad, so one of the ballot initiatives that I was talking about earlier was increasing the minimum wage. There's one in California to increase the minimum wage. And one of the arguments was that that will cause increased prices to consumers because, the companies will pass the prices on to consumers, or it'll just be more incentive to have automation, likely through artificial intelligence, and then it'll take away jobs from people, and people won't be able to support themselves. So, anyways, I want to end, on a good note, because a lot of this is bad news, and I mentioned the Dodgers earlier, and Shohei Ohtani needs to get at least 3 home runs today, because I think it's been a few games since he's had one. But I could be wrong about that. I probably am. I want to always say, let's go Dodgers. And we need to have another championship in Los Angeles. And I know people listening elsewhere in other cities that have, baseball teams or, we have right now a chance that the Chargers in football are doing very well. I think the Rams must be pretty much out of it. They'd have to win practically the rest of all their games just to make it as a wild card team. So, but usually the Rams do well in the season, and then they choke in the playoffs. Now it doesn't look like they're even going to get there. But, you know, I'm hoping for good things with our Dodgers. I also want to just mention that, you know, I feel bad for the victims of Hurricane Helene and Milton. So, you know, I would urge people to donate to a registered, reliable charity, one where most of the proceeds or all of the proceeds go to the intended victims. I also feel bad for the Rancho Palos Verdes and Portuguese Bend area landslide victims, land movement victims. You know, hopefully they can recover from, you know, they, most of them have lost their homes. And the land is still moving, by the way. And you know, there's a number of bad occurrences that are happening. You know, back east where they had the hurricanes, they also had like a few dozen tornadoes where you don't normally expect tornadoes, you know, like in Florida and Georgia. And so there's been a lot of calamities that are happening. And yes, they're covered by insurance, but oftentimes, you know, people's lives are permanently impacted. And of course, the insurance rates, we all know, are going through the roof and will happen, you know, as a result of, you know, these occurrences. So, you know, we all feel bad, and we're approaching the holidays, and a lot of us are better off and can afford to, you know, contribute to, you know, the nonprofit relief organizations. Just be careful that you're not getting scammed, and that, you know, what you donate goes to a place where, first of all, it's legit, and secondly, it's not where they have a lot of administrators that have highly paid salaries. There's only like less than 1% actually go to the intended people they serve. And on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.